Life Story of St. John Bosco. Part 1. Young John Bosco. God, it is said, sends the world saints when they are most needed. Not men and women of general holiness, but specialized experts who fit into the pattern of the times and are capable of giving God's tone to their century. And so it was that on August 16, 1815, when one era was closing in Europe with the exile of Napoleon and the Industrial Revolution was clanging another open, a man was sent by God, whose name was John. He came to the scrubby stone cottage of Francis and Margaret Bosco on the hills of Becky, at the foot of the Italian Alps. A fine, healthy baby, the neighbors all agreed, fit for the soil to take his father's place on the old homestead. But no one went further than that in predicting the child's future. Francis died only 2 years after John's birth, leaving Margaret to raise 3 boys by herself. She taught them that they each needed to carry his own weight and help with the upkeep of their home and farm. There were house chores to do, firewood to cut and gather, fields to plow, and crops to tend. Little John and his older brother Joseph, supervised by their stepbrother Anthony, tackled the endless work with energy. Margaret taught them that work was a privilege and that joy would make the work lighter. She was a woman of character and tenderness. All who knew her called her Mama Margaret. Fathomless was the love she showed her sons, not in cuddling words, but in deeds. Innumerable were the lessons in upright living, Christian fortitude, and fear of God, which she taught by her example. A pillar of goodness, she stood before them as sturdy as the very Alps. At her knee, John first heard the voice of the master calling him to a special assignment. It was a low, insistent voice, an urge that once in a while manifested itself in a sudden outburst, like the time Margaret and John were walking along the countryside and met one of the local priests. "Hello, Father," cried the boy, to be acknowledged only by a curt bow of the head. Deeply hurt, he complained that the priest had hurt his feelings. "When I grow up," he told his astonished mother, "I'm going to be a priest, and I'll talk to children all the time, and I'll do everything for them." Again, the voice urged John to go among the farm boys, not just as a playmate, but as a leader. More than once, he came home with a battered cheek or a torn shirt, and in explanation would say, "But Mama, those boys aren't really bad. They just don't have a good mother like I have, and they don't know their catechism, and their parents don't take them to church. When I'm with them, they behave better. Please, Mama, may I go with them?" Soon the child took over completely as God's plan called for. He learned the tricks of magic from traveling showmen. He juggled. He walked the tightrope. Then he opened his own carnival show. Admission, 1 rosary to be recited by all spectators. Added attraction, the Sunday sermon repeated by the little ringmaster. The showgrounds were the field in front of the house, where Margaret Bosco often watched her son at work and wondered what might come of it all.